It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
It's time for a friend, a guest from the community. Of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And our friend, our guest from the community today is David. And we've had him in here before.
Yes.
At least once or twice. And we're glad to have him in here. And he's always got something good going on that's helping people.
Right.
Which is
makes our community better.
We like.
Yep.
And a big deal today, Dave. David, first of all, how's your Monday going?
My Monday is going absolutely wonderful.
Perfect.
Well, that's good. We're off to a good start then. And it's President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington and President's Day today. So a lot of people have it all.
Right.
But
those who don't, that's okay.
That's okay.
We're here.
Yeah. David's here.
We're all here with you.
We're working.
But he's got a great program that he's going to pass along information to us. And it's a government program that started out years and years ago with the, as we called it, the Obama phones. He mentioned that, and I was like, yeah, I remember that.
Right.
And then it changed to what during the Trump?
Yeah, so it started out with the Obama phones, then it changed to the EBB program, the Electric Broadband Program.
And
right.
Now Biden's in, so we changed it again.
Yeah, it changed
again.
All these
throw spin.
Right, and now it's the ACP program, the Affordability Connectivity Program.
All righty. Affordability Connectivity Program.
In a nutshell, what is that?
Yeah.
So it's an initiative by the government, started by Obama first, carried through Trump, now Biden, to make sure that people have access to internet.
Right.
And not only now internet, but a device to carry that internet on.
Right, because that's an important part.
Yeah.
You can have internet, but no computer.
That's right.
It doesn't do you much
good.
One way or the other, you have to have the two.
That's right.
So they married it.
Yep. Gives you an opportunity to have free internet, and you get a tablet, right?
Yes. Free internet with a tablet. And it's good internet service. I think it's through T-Mobile or something
Okay, nice and sturdy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good internet service. And if you qualify, you're able to get it for free with the activation charge initially. Anna, help me out.
Yeah, so for $20, you can get the tablet. You can activate your tablet. And then your internet for the whole year, which is a savings of $600, is free.
So just a $20 activation fee.
Right.
According to Anna.
And
then after that, it's free. Now, there's a wide spectrum that will get you qualified to do this. Now, go over that.
Yeah, so if you get Medicaid, you qualify. WIC, you qualify. SNAP, you qualify.
Public housing.
Public housing,
right.
You qualify. The Pell Grant, you qualify.
Our disabled veterans and their
spouses. Disabled veterans and their spouses, you qualify. Or if you're within 200% of the federal poverty line, you also qualify.
And that's a low mark.
That's a very low mark.
Exactly.
Don't ask me what that number is. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but we can help you with
that. All right. So a lot of times you'll know whether you're on one of these or if you got a Pell Grant or anything like that.
Or you know someone,
so and you said you got they give you
an award letter?
Yeah. An award letter. Yeah.
So if you have that, bring that.
Yep.
Please
bring
do.
It.
Yeah. Because that simplifies the process.
It'll make it quick.
Yeah.
And if you have a question about whether you are covered by this, you can come down.
Yep.
They'll talk to you. And if you are qualified, they'll make sure you get it. If not,
that's right. That's right. We'll run your information and then determine if you qualify. I need to say this a little bit, though, about running your information. Mm-hmm. We're really not asking for a whole lot of sensitive information, your name, address, date of birth.
Okay.
We don't ask for your full social. We only ask for the last four of your social.
Okay.
So for anybody concerned about giving out their private information,
you're very respectful of that. Okay.
We're not doing that. We're just kind of making sure you are who you say you are. And
you're
the
matching the benefits with the person. Okay.
And the government wants to know that you're not double dipping.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Let's keep it honest.
Yeah. If we can.
And if you need it, we want you to have it because it's so important. We'll continue talking with David about this.
This is so interesting.
It is very, very important. And this is a great program for people that need it. And everybody needs it.
Right.
But it's very important for people who need the help to get it. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, David, who's in here talking about a government program that can help you get internet service for free for a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
To start out with, and then the tablet, which is And Anna said it was a $20 activation.
Right. About $20.
So that's not.
And bring cash.
That's
just
very
make
little,
it easy.
Very little to get it started, yeah. And then you get the rest of it for free.
Right.
And a wide range of people can qualify. If you're uncertain, just come down. They'll do the investigative work for you and figure out whether you are or not qualified for it. And Anna brought up something that I was going to great to ask. Even though where they're coming to is on the Texas side, anybody's eligible,
this
Arkansas or
grant.
Whatever.
Yes,
Louisiana,
this
anybody.
Is a federal grant.
Yeah.
So I can cover Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana.
Okay. So if you're listening,
if you're
in this area, it doesn't matter which state you're in or what county you're in.
Yep.
It's a government program, so you can come.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow, today is Washington's Day, President's
right.
Day. But starting tomorrow, what time and where are they eligible to go to get this done?
Yeah, so starting tomorrow, 10 a.m. over at 2101 Texas Boulevard, Texarkana, Texas. That's the old special events mm-hmm. building.
I think everybody knows where that's at.
Yeah, and you can go there. You can call 903-793-2517 is the phone number and get somebody to answer your questions.
Right.
Or you can go to the Bowie County Health Department, mm-hmm. And I believe she's going to be there at 9 a.m. at the Bowie County Health Department.
Nice.
You just follow the entrance, the same entrance where the COVID signs are.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Somebody will be there to help you there as well.
All right. Yeah, and that Bowie County Health Department is located around 12th and Spruce and Oak.
Right.
Those are two streets that bounded on each side.
Right.
But that's kind of a, in case you haven't been down there lately and haven't gone there in a while, that's where that's at. And you were saying you've got quite a few of these tablets that you'd love to give them out to people that need them.
Yeah, let's get them in the hands.
Get rid of them.
Yes, I've got like 1,000 tablets that
right.
I've got to get rid of. And, the government wants to put these in the hands of people.
Yeah, that's their purpose.
Yes. This is a brand new program. The funding for this just came out uh-huh. about maybe 4 to 5 weeks ago.
Right.
Really?
So it's new.
Yes. So this is brand new.
All right. So take your opportunity because,
mm-hmm.
talk about it, how important it is. In each generation, something's very important. Back in the day, it might have been just having a telephone.
Right.
Or something like that. Today, in this day and age, having connections to the internet to be able to take care of things is just about
right.
essential.
Absolutely.
And we noticed it during COVID because we got locked down. And as you'd said,
yeah.
there were so many things that happened. We got isolated. We got depressed. We had students that couldn't connect with their e-learning.
Yeah, you
yes.
were talking about the fact that there was a lot of students who just didn't have the access when they were stuck at home and they were supposed to be doing that over the
yeah.
internet.
Yeah. Distance
yeah.
learning.
Distant, thank
you. I think the number may be a little bit off, uh-huh. but I think I was told it was somewhere around 4,600 kids just in TISD alone that did not have access outside of a cell phone.
Right.
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 And it's very hard. I mean, it's extremely hard to be able to complete the work, especially if you're trying to do schoolwork off a cell phone instead of a device. It'd
using
be very
a
difficult.
Keyboard and stuff, yeah.
Very difficult. Very difficult. And we want kids to be able to have the easiest way to learn.
Yeah, we need to keep them up to
that's
speed.
Right. That's right. The same problem was across the other districts as well.
I'm sure it had to, yeah.
One of the things Liberty ILO did is they use the EBB program to put internet into the homes of people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that didn't solve the issue of tablets.
Right,
right.
Like if you don't have
devices.
A device to work
right.
off of, yeah, it doesn't help.
That's exactly right. TISD is, giving all of their, or at least one per household, mm-hmm. Laptops, but those laptops are on loaner.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, at the end of the school year, they have to return those.
Right, right.
So people need stuff in their homes permanently.
Let me ask you this, and you may say, well, of course, but I don't. Let's say they're one of those families or whatever that you were talking about that got the free internet
mm-hmm.
already,
mm-hmm.
but, and they qualify for all this. Can they come down there and get this?
No, sir.
Okay.
Great question.
Because when you said that, I thought,
Well, maybe there's a
Yeah. So, great question. So, it's a bit tricky.
Okay.
If you've got the Lifeline program, which
uh-huh.
would be the Obama phone,
uh-huh.
quote, then you can get the tablet.
Uh-huh.
However, you can't apply for an Obama phone after you receive the tablet.
Okay.
So if you received it before, you can get it now, but you can't get it if you apply later. And then the EBB program, if you already received that, you can't get the tablet now.
Okay.
Thank
that
you
makes
for
sense.
That. Now they'll know that. But we've been talking with David about a great program, that a government program that if you qualify, and there are a lot of different ways that you can qualify, that you can get free internet service for you and your family and one tablet to use, which goes along with it, to give you more than just a cell phone. And, you know, especially if you're if you got students, it's helpful.
And
it's helpful in a lot of ways to be able to connect and have something to connect to for the internet. And we were y'all were talking off the mic there about people, older people, elderly.
Let's get them connected.
They need to be connected too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, right.
Absolutely. We'd love to have any seniors who qualify for the program to be connected. And again, I will, if you're immobile, I'll come to you. I'll put my mask on and come to you and get you signed up.
All right.
I love this. Yeah, go to them. Help them out.
Absolutely. Help them out. He wants to get rid of these tablets.
Right. Into the right hand.
You should have them. Yes. If you qualify, you should get one. But let's play a game real quick. The game that came up today is yes or BS. So I'll give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true or something is not right about it. It's made up. Okay,
let's do this.
All righty, then. Reese Witherspoon, who is a famous actress, is a direct descendant of and bears the same last name as one of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he is confident, and he is right. Yes,
you,
that
David,
is true.
You got us.
Descended from John Witherspoon, who represented New Jersey at the Continental Congress.
Right.
Back in 17 whatever. All right. Let's see. When you're traveling hypersonic, you're going between Mach 5, which is five times the speed of sound, and Mach 10, or from 3,500 to 7,500 miles per hour. Is that what you're doing when you're traveling hypersonic?
Sure.
Yes. Y'all guessed right. It is.
Good.
It is right.
We got it.
Yeah, very good. Y'all got it right. Huh. Jack Nicholson, the famous crazy actor, paid to replace the Y in the landmark Hollywood sign when it was restored back in 1978. It needed restored, so Jack Nicholson paid to replace the Y. Is that yes?
Okay. Yeah. Wasn't it Hefner?
It was actually it was that Playboy publisher Hugh Hefner.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
philanthropist.
Old daddy, daddy there from
Big Daddy
Playboy Mansion. All right, Mark Twain.
Yes,
was the first American author to publish a novel composed on a typewriter.
Sure.
She says.
I'm going to let you answer, Anna.
We'll go with sure.
We'll go with sure.
Yes, at the time when Samuel Clemens, best known as Mark Twain, penned his famous stories and books, most authors wrote their compositions in longhand, but he was the first to compose it on typewriter. Astronaut Neil Armstrong. First man to step foot on the moon. His footprints are still there. Is that yes?
Yes.
Or be it?
Yes.
Yes, because there's no wind or rain or weather to erode them. So, yes, it's there, and I guess it'll stay there
forever and a day.
Okay. Until eternity moves on, as they say.
Eternity moves on.
Well, you know. Mustard is the most used spice. Is that yes or BS? Mustard is the most used spice.
Yes.
Actually, it's pepper.
Right. Not pepper.
Yep. Good old black pepper that I love on my mashed potatoes. Salt and pepper and butter.
Yep. Makes them good.
Everyone wants some gravy. All right. All right, let's see here. The final one.
Okay.
Crest developed the nylon toothbrush in 1938, and it probably did happen in 1938, but was Crest the maker?
No.
No
is right. It was DuPont.
Yeah, because they made synthetics.
So y'all absolutely just obliterated
today's answer.
We're awesome. I'm proud of
both. I cheated off of Anna.
That's okay. I'm proud of both of you.
I cheated off of you.
Yeah. It's okay. We allow a little cheating here.
Yes.
All right. Once again, the locations tomorrow that they can go to get the free internet and the tablet.
2101 Texas Boulevard, Texarkana, Texas.
Beginning at 10 a.m.
Beginning at 10 a.m. You can call 903-793-2517.
Uh-huh. And the other location?
And the housing, I'm sorry, not the housing authority, the Bowie County Health Department.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be beginning at 9 a.m. You can go by there or call, and we'll give you more details.
All right.
Yeah.
Great program.
Make sure you
if you are eligible, and in a wide range, you're eligible, take advantage of this.
Yeah.
Why not take advantage of what you can be given, especially if you're struggling or you don't have it?
Right.
Free internet and a tablet. Thank you so much for coming in. You always come in with great stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.